AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Emotions are running high in Cleveland after a white police officer was found not guilty in the shooting deaths of two black unarmed motorists.
Judge John O'Donnell said he would not offer up Officer Michael Brillo to an angry public if the evidence did not merit a conviction. But the sister of one of the men killed does not think this was the right verdict.
Adrenaline was flowing. By the time they reached up, caught up to Tim and Melissa in that parking lot, they simply let them have it.
Mayor Frank Jackson understands the anger over the verdict in Cleveland, but the message is to respect the decision.
This is a moment that will define us as a city and define us as a people.
Officer Brillo's attorney said his client risked his life on that night, only to be attacked by prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says protesters of the patrolman's acquittal are peacefully exercising their First Amendment rights, but he says the city will not tolerate any violence.
People that commit violent acts, be it against property or persons, won't be tolerated. Our officers are prepared to step in and make sure that's stopped as soon as it starts.
Law enforcement officers in Missouri have killed a man suspected of holding his former girlfriend captive in a crate at their home, then killing her and her teenage son. The Prime Minister of Ireland says voters have made a statement to the world by voting yes to legalizing same-sex marriage.
In the privacy of the ballot box, the people made a public statement. With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people.
A Detroit area woman turned 116 today, but Geraldine Talley of Inkster, Michigan, offered no secret for a long life. She will celebrate her birthday again tomorrow at church. This is AP Radio News. Both of the weekly media addresses dealt with Memorial Day.
President Obama says he hopes Americans take some time this Memorial Day weekend to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
We have to honor their memory. We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice.
Republicans also sounded a Memorial Day theme. Texas Representative Mac Thornberry criticized President Obama for threatening to veto a defense authorization bill.
The world is too dangerous, and the men and women who serve are too precious for that.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
B.B. King drew a 45-second standing ovation amid reflections and remembrances about his life and legacy at a memorial for friends and family in Las Vegas. 8 of the blues legend's 11 adult children and more than 10 of his 35 children spoke. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.